salvation this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to guide us. God's word to strengthen our walk of life here in the world as God's children. It is from the gospel lesson. The gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. And as you listen to this morning, you've got a feel of what Jesus is talking about. In talking to his disciples, in talking to those people who are surrounding him, just as the Old Testament lesson was talking about sheep, so is Jesus talking about sheep. And he's talking about us being that sheep. And I want you to think about that. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Jesus is talking about repenting our sins. And then the joy, amazing joy. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. God is a merciful God. God is the one who gives us the knowledge of Jesus and tells us that we are worthy. When you think about that, how do we describe a person's worth? We might look at our bank account or our retirement fund to see how much money we have. Then we're worth something. Or maybe the play toys, the snowmobiles that will soon gravitate over the snow and through the woods and all of that. Or maybe a four-wheeler. Or a big, humongous boat or a sailboat, or something else that might determine someone's worth, or the place where someone lives. Mansion above the hills, looking down over everything. Maybe that makes somebody worthwhile and worthy and filled with worth. God comes to us to tell us that we are filled with worth, that we are worthy, that we are wealthy in Jesus Christ and him alone, even though we're sinners. Even though we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, even though we have been mean and terrible persons at times, God still loves us. God still loves you and I, even though we have walked a different path and we have turned our way away from him, he still loves us. It's amazing how much he loves me when I have turned from him, when I have gone a different path. Years ago, I didn't want to have anything to do with the church. I didn't want to go to church. And of course, when my mom said to me, "You know, you're confirmed now, you can make your own decision." You don't tell a teenager that. Because as a teenager, I said, "Okay, fine, I don't need to go to church. I don't need church in my life." It was easy. It was easy to stray. And then I got a job at the hospital. And I was working as a janitor. And I was working three weekends out of four, so it was really easy to skip that fourth Sunday, that fourth weekend, and forget all about church. And of course, the family that I grew up in, it was a roller coaster of a ride. And church really wasn't seen as important. We'd say grace before our meals on Sunday, because that was a special day. Man, I walked a different path. I walked away from the Lord. But the Lord never stopped coming to me. Even though I didn't see it, he still didn't stop coming and telling me that I was a forgiven sinner, that I was forgiven, and I had life in Jesus. He used Karen to show me the way,
to show me how important he is in our lives. God uses special people in our lives to show us that he is a forgiving God. That he forgives all of our sins, and he brings us back into the fold.
Karen had this picture, and I think we still have it someplace, of Jesus carrying a sheep on his shoulders back to the fold. That's what Jesus does for us. He picks us up and puts us over his shoulders and brings us back because he loves us so much. John 3:16 really, really applies to our lives. For God so loved the world. But I want you to put your name in there because he loves you as much as he loves the whole world. For God so loved Scott that he gave his one and only son unto death for Scott's sins. That through Jesus and his blood shed on the cross, he has eternal life. God says that to you. God comes to you to bring you back into his fold because he first came to you in your baptism. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God claims you as his child. Do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. So the prophet Isaiah writes in the 43rd chapter of his book. It's an amazing that this God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to bring us back into the fold. He seeks us out in Jesus. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus says, I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. And you're thinking, I'm not lost. I'm here in church. I'm a member of Mount Moriah. I come. And I'm here. Yeah, we are lost in our sin. We're lost in those ways that we turn away from God. The commandments speak loudly to that. Oh yeah, we say, you know, God, I haven't taken your name in vain. And I put you first in my life. I come to church. I have honored my mother and my father. And then we get to the fifth commandment. Thou shalt not kill. And you say, well, I haven't killed anybody. I'm free. But if we say a bad word to someone, we have sinned against the fifth commandment. Luther tells us that that is brotherly love in the fifth commandment. So if we have not loved our brother or sister, or have said bad words to them, we are sinning against the fifth commandment. And James tells us if we've stumbled against one commandment, we've broken them all. We've ripped them from our lives. And yet God still loves us. God still loves us, husbands. When we get into an argument with our wife or our children, and you're saying, I haven't gotten into an argument with my wife? And I'd say, oh, jeez. Why? Because that's a sin. We've gotten into arguments with each other. But yet God comes to us in Jesus. He washes away those sins. He grabs hold of us and says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You're mine. You're my child. And I bring you back to the fold. That's a wonderful guy. And through that, he gives us worth. We don't have to be the first one picked in anything. When I was playing pickup hockey games in Duluth, I remember that I liked number 14. So I put number 14 on my helmet. And we would stand against the boards. Guess what? That was the last one picked. I was the shortest one. Even on skates, I was the shortest one there. And I was the last one picked. And they'd say, come here, 14. Never my name. I was 14. God, no
knows our names. He's called us by name. We are his. The Apostle Paul says, we live to the Lord. We die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. We are his child. An anxious child, he gives us worth. We don't need a huge bank account. We don't need a huge retirement account. We don't need the big toys. We don't need the glamorous homes. God has called us by name. He has given us worth. That's how much we're worth. We're worth everything because God gave his son into death for our sins. And by doing so, he also enables us. He enables us to rejoice. He enables us to help one another. He enables us to encourage one another in our faith, because our faith hits rocky times. We live on a spiritual roller coaster, not on a straight line, and we need help. We need each other's help and encouragement and prayers. And he enables us to be those people who care, who love one another. The Apostle Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians, we weep with those who weep, and we rejoice with those who rejoice. So when we go to funerals, we weep, we help each other. We strengthen one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. All because of Jesus. All because he came to seek and to save us. All because he was like the lady of the coin. He searched, and when he found us, he rejoiced because he has brought us once again back into his fold. So as you think about this parable, the two parables about the sheep that goes astray and he comes after us, and the coin that is swept away, but yet the lady finds the coin, I want you to think about yourself. I want you to think about how Jesus loves you. And how much he sought you and came and found you and brought you back to the fold. Jesus himself says in John chapter 15, toward the end of the chapter, you did not choose me, but I chose you. He has chosen us. He has come to gather us together, bring us back into his fold as his love children. Christ's holy name.